KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will battle the weather and Ohio State today in a three-game Big Ten series. The start of the series was pushed back to 1:05 p.m. today. Iowa coach Rick Heller says the Big Ten rules mandate a feels-like temperature of 28 degrees to start a game.
The crazy thing with that rule is that, for example, Sunday's game, it was over 28 when we started the game, but it was down to 21 real feel the last four innings, and you just keep playing. So I don't know. It's crazy, and it's just, in my mind, a guy who's done this 31 years, I mean, we should be playing in the summer. We shouldn't be playing now.
Iowa is 3-2 in the Big Ten, and Heller has been pleased with the way his team has performed in some brutal conditions.
It's not easy, as you can imagine, to be out there, you know, in a baseball uniform with limited underclothing to outlast the weather, to be an outfielder when the wind's blowing 20 miles an hour and the wind chills in the low 20s and you have a 30-minute inning out there. I mean, it's tough, and then you come in and you got a bat. You don't have much of a chance to get warmed up.
Heller says playing in the extreme cold leads to injury concerns, especially for pitchers.
On the position player side, you know, the thing that scares me is the hamstrings and being able to go quickly and you've been froze up for two innings, and then all of a sudden you have to make a quick break, and that's the one that usually goes, and you pull a hamstring in the college baseball season, you'll more than likely be limping at the end of the year. Just no time to heal, and the cold weather makes it difficult.
In a sports-related note, Atlantic natives and Northwest Missouri State University alumni Allen and Mike Peterson presented a donation of $100,000 Friday to Northwest Director of Athletics Mel Tschirdsma and Vice President of University Advancement Mike Johnson. The donation is in support of the Hughes Fieldhouse, which is under construction on the Northwest campus in Maryville, Missouri. Mike Peterson is a former Bearcat football player and member of Northwest's M Club Hall of Fame. The family made the gift in part as a way to show their gratitude for Northwest and Tschirdsma, who led the Bearcat football program for 17 years and coached Peterson. Alan Peterson talked about the donation.
It's a great honor to honor the past and future champions on the field and in the classroom. And we had a lot of fun at Maryville. We'll continue having fun at Maryville, at the college. It's a great place.
Peterson talked about what the project will do for the school.
This new field house is going to be a great addition to the campus because of the things that it'll do for the community, the college, and the whole Northwest region, and even into Southwest Iowa. It's one of the premier projects they've had ever in history. It's a $20 million project. We just felt like we wanted to give back.
Northwest Missouri State Vice President of University Advancement Mike Johnson talked about what the donation means to the school.
It's everything, because we call ourselves a Bearcat family, and when you play it out in the way that the Petersons have, we benefit because of the love of family. Bearcats can't do things like the largest public-private partnership of $21 million without pulling on all the great things of its people. And so, you know, it's certainly beyond the wins and losses of an athletic program. It's about the health, the wellness, and the competitive advantages that we produce at our institution.
The Hughes Fieldhouse is a 138,000-square-foot facility, and Athletic Director Mel Tschirdsma talked about the purpose it will serve.
Basically, it's got 100-yard turf field, not 120, but 100 yards. And then it has a 300-meter, six-lane, 300-meter track. And so it's going to be a tremendous facility for all of our sports, really. Baseball, softball, track and field are going to get use out of it from November through early March. And of course, it's a place for football to go and soccer to go in inclement weather and then in the spring. And so, you know, it's a lot more than that, because athletics is a, you know, the way we have it now, athletics time frame is probably going to be somewhere around noon to 6 or 6:30. Well, then after that, it's available for the students. And, you know, you've got intramurals, you've got club sports. It's going to be great for the community. We're going to be able to do some home shows, job fairs, things like that in there, possibly concerts. There will be an opportunity for us to do a lot with youth baseball, softball, youth soccer. That thing is going to be busy, really busy. It's going to have a very busy schedule. We look at it as being something that will probably be open up at 6 in the morning and probably be until 11 or midnight.
Schiersma said that all sports on campus will benefit the family, or a facility that is, along with every Northwest student and the community with other events. He said $14 million of the project has come from private funding. The facility is scheduled to be completed in mid-August and will be dedicated on Northwest's homecoming week. You can take a look at the plans and specifications for that with some graphic pictures of the drawings and stuff from the Northwest website. There's a link to that under the same story on the news and sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in sports, a former University of Georgia and Augusta State golfer is the leader through 36 holes at the Masters. Patrick Reed fired a 666 for a two-stroke lead over Mark Leishman at the Augusta National. The 27-year-old Texan birdied three straight holes to become the first to reach double digits under par in the tournament. Reed closed with a bogey and two pars for a 9-under total. He's the only player in the field to birdie all eight par fives in the first two rounds. Leishman followed Thursday's 2-under-70 with a 67 to get to minus 7. Both Reed and Leishman are seeking their first major title. Henrik Stenson is alone in third place, four strokes back and one ahead of first-round leader Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. Spieth had his share of troubles in carding a 74 after opening with a 6-under-66. World number one Dustin Johnson is tied with Justin Thomas at 3-under. Tiger Woods was able to make the cut despite a 3-over-75 on Friday. He's 13 shots back. Fred Couples made the cut at the Masters for the 30th time, tying Gary Player for the second most in tournament history. Only six-time Masters champion Jack Nicklaus made more cuts at the Augusta National with 30. Now, the last two Masters champions failed to make the cut. Defending champ Sergio Garcia saw his shot at a repeat end when he carded a 13-under par 5 15th hole on Thursday, and Danny Willett capped his second round with a consecutive bogey to miss the cut by two shots. In racing news, Stuart Haas Racing had a great day of qualifying at the Texas Motor Speedway. Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Clint Bowyer claimed the first three spots for tomorrow's NASCAR Cup race. The Stuart Haas trio was the fastest in the first round of qualifying Friday, but the second and third rounds never took place because of lightning and other threatening weather. Harvick has won three times already this season, and Bowyer took the Martinsville race 2 weeks ago. Sebastian Bourdais took the IndyCar pole at ISM Raceway, bumping fellow Frenchman Simon Pigeaud in the final round of qualifying. Bourdais had a two-lap average of just over 188.5 miles per hour, and he's coming off a victory March 11th in the season-opening street race in St. Petersburg, Florida. Sports was brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.